Bruce here with Coach Ben Barr, head coach of the UMaine men's ice hockey team, coming off a win and a tie this weekend against Colgate. Friday night, you had a 3-1 victory. Probably should have been 5-1. A couple of things didn't go your way. What did you take from that game to get ready for Saturday?
I thought we gave up too many scoring chances on Friday. It was actually a really even game scoring chance wise. When we watched the game back, they had 20 some odd grade A scoring chances, which was a lot for us. Yeah. Believe it or not, I actually thought we played better as a team on Saturday than we did on Friday. But hockey's hockey, and you know, you're down 3-0 10 minutes into the game on Saturday, and you got to fight your way back. But the style, you know, the brand of hockey we played on Saturday was actually better than Friday, which probably isn't reflected in the scores.
Well, but it looked, I was going to ask you that, because on Saturday it looked like all four lines were playing the way they all had their own chemistry. I mean, obviously the Hull-Friel combination a couple of times was just out of this world good. You're still missing a couple of key guys, so coming out of that weekend, I mean, I would think you wanted all the points, but you can't be that disappointed with it.
I'm not, like, on Saturday after the game, it felt like we didn't play that well. And then looking back on it yesterday, our guys played extremely hard. Give Colgate a ton of credit. They were incredibly hard to play against. I think that's going to be a really good team in the second half. They got a new coach that is really unique in what they do. And, you know, we got to do a better job preparing for it. But that was a really hard weekend for our guys, which hopefully will really help us going back into Hockey East, playing it, you know, against in games there's not going to be a lot of open ice. I think that's going to help us in the long run.
Yeah, when he pulled his goalie to get a 6-on-4, the last time that happened in the Alphon that I am aware of, Dick Army was the coach at Providence. I mean, that's how long ago that was. They're big. They like to take away space. They're not afraid to get in the corners. What was impressive to me was the way that down 3-0, your guys were still playing hard. They were really focused on your first line, and it felt like the bottom nine, if you want to use that term, which is not really right, really tried to make up for that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I think are, you know, those top guys, they had a little bit of an off weekend, and that's going to happen at times. They're not going to score 3 or 4 goals every night. The rest of the team played, you know, to a man really well. And they took what was given. They played physical. They took hits to make plays. Watching it back, we have to do a better job as a staff. I don't think I did a great job coaching getting the guys prepared, because they did some things that we didn't seem to adjust to very well. And they were a different team than we had played as far as what they do X's and O's wise. And they took advantage of us at times, getting guys out of the zone behind us. You saw that on their first goal on Saturday. Like, they had a 3-on-2 from a nothing play, and that's on me, not on the coach or on the staff or on the player. So, we got to be better. It was a learning experience, and I think we'll grow from it.
Another good sign, your young freshman goalie played very well. I know you said earlier in the season, we've got to have two guys. And Victor's our guy, but we got to have two guys. So that, and especially when he had to come in the second game cold, he looked like he was just ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all expected that as a staff. I think the team did. We see that kid every day in practice, and he's extremely competitive. He's a good goalie. I don't think when he goes in the net, no one's like, oh, geez, we better, you know, we know he's gonna, you know, he's gonna give us everything he has, and he's a good player. So I think he was goalie of the week this week again in Hockey East today, and so good on him. And that competition, and that is only going to help both guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. They did not change the way they played when he came in, your forwards and your D. You're still playing a lot of young D, it was good to see some of the things that the defense was doing. I mean, the future's got to look really good back there. You've got so many young defensemen that are around. And I mean, Chabrier is obviously twice the player he was last season. You've always talked about your build from the goalie out. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like defensively you've taken some steps this year?
I mean, I don't know if we've taken some steps, you know, as far as like how, you know, the quality of our decor, because, you know, we lose Jacob Sirota, who was a really good player for us. You know, you'd always take him back, you know, like, you know, but, you know, Shabs is kind of stepped into that role a little bit as far as more an offensive defenseman. You know, Brazil and Holt and Antonacci kind of always give you the same thing. They're just super reliable and they could take a lot of minutes. You know, with Hopkins and Lezakowski and Nobes, you know, I think, you know, as long as they keep getting better and they're really good culture guys and they're good defensemen, I think they can all get better. You're starting to see some of it with a little bit more opportunity with Bodhi and with Ryan last weekend with 6D. Lezakowski was already kind of taking that step a little bit at the end of the first half and then in Dartmouth before he got hurt. So, I mean, I think there's always room for improvement. We'd like to see those guys make a few more plays from the point in the offensive zone. We've struggled a little bit with that, you know, is missing the net, not getting shots through. But they're all extremely coachable and they work hard. And usually that's a really good sign for the future. And you don't expect them to be finished products the day they get here, and they're getting better.
So you're headed down to Connecticut. You guys playing in Hartford or on campus?
In Hartford.
In Hartford. Yeah. Okay. So it should be a good environment. It won't be like the environment is here. Been to a game at that place. UConn seems to be getting a little better. What do you expect to be the biggest challenges with them?
I mean, their results are changing. They've been a good team since day one, and I know they had some results they probably didn't like to start. But when we played them here, and you know, the score was crooked at the end of the game, but that was the most physical game we had played up to that point, and they controlled large stretches of that game. So. I know our guys understand how difficult it is going to be going down on the road and playing a team as good as UConn. So hopefully we learn from this past weekend that there's not going to be a lot of open ice, and you know, we have to be okay playing the game a certain way. And you know, like if we do that, you know, we'll be fine. You know, and if we start turning pucks over and trying to make stuff out of stuff that's not there, it's a problem. And you know, I think we've learned that lesson a few times now, and it won't be any different against UConn.
Well, I wish you luck going down to Connecticut. Thank you, as always, for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Bruce.